Let's get into some of the clinical research data on these new agents, beginning with the pre-chemo abiraterone data presented at ASCO. Matt?
So as we all know, abiraterone acetate in combination with prednisone is approved for the treatment of castration-resistant metastatic prostate cancer after progression on docetaxel. The 302 trial presented at ASCO by Chuck Ryan evaluated an earlier disease state of men with metastatic castration-resistant disease with no prior chemotherapy. The study involved about 1,000 patients, randomized patients to abiraterone acetate plus prednisone versus prednisone. And as presented at ASCO, this was a positive trial with a marked improvement in PFS with a hazard ratio of 0.3 and a trend towards improvement in overall survival with a hazard ratio of about 0.75.
What were you doing in your own practice before this paper, and is it going to be any different since you saw these data?
So in my view, the construct of pre- and post-docetaxel is primarily a regulatory construct. It's not a biologic construct. It's an important framework for drug development. That landscape will now change with the approval of a variety of other agents. And there's no biologic reason to believe that abiraterone would be less effective in patients who had not had prior chemotherapy. And conversely, we don't think chemotherapy confers sensitivity to abiraterone or other agents. So I was using and do use abiraterone prior to chemotherapy in selected patients. It's a sort of easy choice for many patients because of improved tolerability relative to chemotherapy. But this does raise lots of important questions about sequencing for which there's not high-level evidence.